Fernando and Greg ready to pay some bills this morning. In fact, 620 is the first name. Have you signed up yet? Ask yourself that question. If the answer is no, then get to 997now.com and sign up. This way we can call your name here and pay your bills in just a few minutes, all right? Do that. Let's get to Dirty now.
Fernando. Fernando's Dirty.
All right, check it out. Anne Hathaway stopped by the Ellen Show this week. She's really going in on this Dry January thing. Did anybody in this room go for Dry January?
All my friends did. I'm the only one that hasn't.
Yeah, I mean, I think some people did.
All right.
It's very popular.
I know Jeremy tried it and lasted about a week.
I just don't think it's you know, I mean, the problem with doing that is when you fall off hard. So I don't go, like, try to go months and months.
Yeah.
You just try to curtail what
you've
been
doing.
I'm like,
do what you want to do. Like, if you want to have a drink, have a drink. But, yeah,
don't
we're over
seven.
Here. Yeah, we're having, like,
Damn.
Getting crunk over here.
Well, I think coming off the holidays, too, where, like, you kind of give yourself permission to drink whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel like, okay, well, maybe to counterbalance that, in January, you just completely go cold turkey, which usually...
If you're going to be friends with Shan... And Chad, it's impossible.
Dude, my friends,
that's what I found
my
out.
Friends straight up don't even hit me up during January because they're like, nope, I'm not going out with you because I know I'm going to want to drink. I know it's going to lead to that.
Yeah, friends like that.
So,
I have one friend in particular. She can't do anything without drinking.
So she won't see you until February.
No, for real.
So if I don't want to drink, I just stay away from her. But Anne Hathaway's not doing this for Dry January. She's doing this for her kids. She's really giving up alcohol.
Yeah, she went dry months before this. Here, take a listen to what she told Ellen.
I quit drinking back in October. Like forever? For 18 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna stop drinking while my son's living in my house just because I don't totally love the way I do it. And he's getting to an age where he really does need me all the time in the mornings.
Wow.
Yeah. I did one school run one day where I dropped him off at school. I wasn't driving, but I was hungover, and that was enough for me. I didn't love that one.
Yeah. Ooh, she turns up.
Yeah, look, see, I respect that because I come from parents who turned up all the time. So
mm-hmm.
I respect that, you know, she doesn't want her kid to be at the smoke pit on Friday nights. And she doesn't want her kid to, you know, see her in that condition the next day.
I think about that all the time when I'm going to have kids. Those hangovers, like, what am I going to do? You have to take your kid, go to the park, take your kids.
You're
going to
stop drinking for 18 years?
I might have to.
Listen, I don't get crunk around Sadie and Levi.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different when they're small, when they're little kids.
But you get them for like a couple days at a time. Like,
but I'm just
and
saying.
And then you go back to your life.
Yeah, but I'm saying if I have them,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do it. So she has them all the time.
Yeah, so she just
so
can't.
She doesn't do it.
Yeah.
I respect what she's doing.
I think, I think the intention is great, but I think after a while she'll be like, I need a drink.
Yes, she will.
I need to go out and have a good time with some
listen,
friends.
It's different. You don't understand because you don't have kids.
No, I don't, but.
I mean, it's not the same.
I also know myself, and I don't...
But you don't have
I'm
kids.
I'm king of proclamations that never come true.
Yes, but listen, even for me, it's different. Whenever you're around kids, you put them first, or you should.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you do what... You do things for them instead of things for you when you have kids.
Yeah, they outweigh, like, oh, let me have
Once
a drink.
Once you're around them and you become so involved with the kids, you understand how dependent they are on you.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, especially at an early age, 3 and 5, what we have, they are completely, their whole world is you.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm, like, completely, you know, John's out of town this weekend. If I get wasted on Friday night while the kids are watching movies, and then they get up on Saturday, what am I going to do?
They ain't going to Dino
Con. Get your own cheese. Get your own. Yeah, they're not going this dinosaur thing. Get your own Cheerios.
Yeah.
Make some waffles yourself, Levi. Like, you put them first.
That's
you
why I don't even want to get a
first.
Dog. Because like
why,
the
you don't
want
to be drunk around your dog?
No,
they
I don't want to be hungover because then they bother you. You got to take them for a walk. You got to feed them. No, man.
Let me tell you, Shan, you don't want to be this person. And I had these people... Back in Austin, and I started hating them.
Mm.
We all had lived a life where we hung out and we drank, whatever, after work. And then they became the people, oh, I got to go take my dog out.
So annoying.
Oh, no, I can't hang out with you because my dog needs this.
No.
You don't. If you become that person, you're the one in the group that nobody likes anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's why I need to get a dog that I could take everywhere or something. But
no, don't be that person either.
Everyone loves dogs.
Leave the dog at home. No, no, not everyone.
Don't. No,
not
we
everyone
don't.
Loves
no,
dogs.
We don't. It's not about the dog. It's about the owner. Trust me.
Yes.
He's pointing at Fernando.
I know.
Listen.
That's why I leave my dogs at home. It's
you
the best.
You do not need a dog. You have this in your mind. You have this fantasized thing about having a dog and everybody thinking it's cute and blah, 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 blah. Let me remind you, the person who had middays before you had this dog that brought it in to work every Friday and constantly. I hated that dog. She always put it in my lap. I hated her for doing it. That's who you will become.
No.
People don't want that. I don't want your dog in the studio. Don't.
But that dog was ugly and crusty. This is going to be cute.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, Shan. You don't really want a dog. You just want the fantasy of a dog.
Yeah.
You don't want to clean up poop.
Someone let me play with your dog for a day.
Listen, here's how I knew I didn't want a dog. I took care of this person's dog over a weekend when I first moved here. And I realized in the city of San Francisco, you have to pick up their crap.
Yeah.
Their warm,
of course you do.
Disgusting uh-huh. crap.
And the bigger dog you have,
it's the bigger the crap. Disgusting. And I said, I did not move to one of the most amazing cities in the world to walk around picking up dog crap. And that was the end of that. No, right. Thank you.
There you go. All right, that'll do it for Dirty. We're paying your bills in about 10 minutes. Also, Greg's been hiding his tattoo from Mom.
I wouldn't say I've been hiding my tattoo.
You're hiding it.
She doesn't want to see it, but I know a lot of people have been hiding it. I tried to talk to her about it. We'll also check in on how Shan is doing with her juice cleanse. Ooh. I know everybody wants to know, how did day one go and did she cheat? We'll get to all that next. Man, I feel like
you are the first name of the day to get your bills paid. That's Philip Graham in Fairfield. 10 minutes on the clock at 888-456-9970. We would like to pay your bill. Looks like we got a Fed loan bill in front of us right now for Philip Graham. So let's pay that for you, okay? In case you're just, maybe the mind went a little quick with the number, 888-456-9970.
All right, the big story around here yesterday was the juice cleanse that I started with Shan. Now, I wasn't going to do this, but Shan, you wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a juice cleanse once in a while, maybe twice a year at the most. And so I said, all right, let's do it. It's January. Let's go ahead and do it. I got all the juices. I presented them to you. You weren't looking too happy yesterday morning when you started on this cleanse. How did you do yesterday?
I surprisingly did great.
Surprisingly?
No,
it is surprising.
No, because I think that there's just the right amount of juices. So, like, every time that I was, like, about to get hungry, I'm like, oh, it's time for my juice. Or it's like we had a, they gave us a soup, too. So that was good. I wanted to put so much salt and, like, Tabasco and, like, Cholula. No, I didn't.
I mean, I think if you wanted to add a little,
like,
a little
lemon,
salt or something
to the soup, but I didn't. And then, I woke up today.
Did you eat anything?
No,
nothing. You ate nothing?
Zero.
Did you chew gum?
I didn't even chew gum. I didn't even lick the spoon when I was cleaning out our Tupperware. Like, I didn't even lick the spoon.
That's progress.
Yeah. So, like, I woke up today. I weighed myself. I'm 3 pounds down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
3 pounds.
That did. It cleaned stuff out.
It cleaned stuff out. And then I also noticed that, like, the bags under my eyes are, like, pretty much almost gone because I always suffer from bags under my eyes. And I just feel like a lot better. My skin feels better.
I think this is all about hydration. You're hydrating.
Yeah.
You're drinking all this stuff. You normally are not. I don't see you drink a lot of water during the day.
I never drink water at all, ever.
See what this is doing for you? Maybe this will teach you a little lesson.
I think it is. Like, I need to eat healthier and maybe do a juice cleanse more often or something.
I don't even know if it's about doing a juice cleanse more often, but I think you're learning hydration might be a key to, better skin.
The very least,
better
just drink
skin,
some water.
Cleansing some stuff out.
Also, like, I've never peed this much in my entire life.
Good.
I was going every 5 minutes. Like,
good for you.
Getting out those toxins.
And it was all clear. Like, whoa.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Now, did you work out on this juice cleanse?
No, hell no.
I did. I spent an hour and 20 minutes on the treadmill yesterday. So I did. In order, you know, we had the girl call in. She was on a juice cleanse, and she said she was powerlifting, and she passed out while on a juice cleanse. That's not the right thing to do.
She was also drinking, like, dirt water or something.
That's what she said, yes. Well, I ate a pear before I got on the thing.
So I had a pear.
Ooh. Hey, you got something.
Well, you had a different one, too, because you had a few more calories because you went with the
workout
cleanse.
And this is about
you,
Shan. I'm doing this for you to support you.
Thank you.
My pocketbook is supporting you, too. I paid for your cleanse.
Nothing new there.
That's the only reason I'm doing it.
Well, this is day two of our cleanse. Shan, you're done after today. I did a three-day cleanse.
You know what? I think I might try to go for a three-day cleanse.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Who's going to pay for that?
Her boyfriend. I'm out. I paid enough. All right. We'll keep you posted.
Fernando and Greg. Let's wake these people up now.
Philip Graham in Fairfield. There is still some time on the clock left at 888-456-9970 to get your bill paid. So call us now and we'll get you set up. So Greg, it's not like you're hiding it. She knows about this tattoo. But
well,
when you
I
go home
mom,
and see mom.
I told my mom that I was thinking about getting a tattoo. Now, her decision was, if you do it, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want you to tell me about it. I want you to show it to me. whatever. So, okay. I told her. I told her I wanted to get a tattoo. She doesn't want to know anymore. Now, some people just flat out hide it from their parents. When I go home, I'm going to wear a short sleeve shirt. You cannot see it at this point, but if it goes up a little bit, you could see it. They see it. Oh, wow.
You ain't scared of her?
First of all, Shan, I not only pay my bills, but I pay several of my parents' bills, okay? Ooh. I pay their cable bill. I pay her Golden State Warrior bill. Mm. I pay their phones.
Did you buy her a car?
Now, listen, I paid the last year of her car payment. So, if we want to be honest, I will do what I want. I'm paying my bills and some of theirs.
I want to see when you show up to Ginger's house. You're going to be like, don't tell her, girl. Don't tell her.
No, but I told you. I told you. My mom is not confrontational. She will give me. She will. I don't want to talk about it. She won't talk about it.
Oh, wow.
Trust me. Mm. She will give you the silent treatment for 3 days before she'll get in an argument with
you. A tattoo is a big thing, too. Because it really is. It's, you know, again, it's permanent. It's not going anywhere. It's not something you can change your mind on, really, and easily remove it if you had to. And, you know, your parents get upset about that type of stuff. 888-456-9970. Erica, there was a tattoo that you had to hide from your parents.
Well, it's just like a small, little, cute flower thing. It's on my stomach.
All right, so it's tiny. It's not like a big one.
No, it's not a big one. But I got it when I was 16. And it was illegal because I think you have to be 18.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
My mom read my diary and found out about it. And then the best part was when she found out about it, she took me to the police station.
No!
Oh, my God. To do what? To turn the people in?
I don't know. To scare me. And they like photographed it and like made this big deal about it. But yeah, anyway, I'm in the drop off line at school, so I gotta get my kids out. But yeah.
All right. Oh my God. All right, thanks, girl.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Wow, that's crazy. And the fact that her mom read her diary.
Dude, my mom
I don't
did
think
that
that's
too.
Uncommon
yeah.
at all.
Yeah. No.
Hey, listen, I think that they always suggest now you know your kids' passcodes, you need to check your kids' social media. That was reading your kid's diary was reading your kid's social media back in the day. I mean, that's
no,
not...
I don't feel bad for her because my mom did that too.
What's the worst thing your mom ever found out? That's another topic.
Yeah, write probably, that one down.
I don't know, like I hooked up with a boy or something.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my. And she didn't know you were hooking up at all.
Yeah.
All right, 888-456-9970 if you've ever had to hide a tattoo or anything, really. I mean, I know when I was a kid, like at 16, I bought a car and I didn't tell my dad about it. And I parked it down the street so he would never see it. And then eventually, I had no choice. I mean, I had to explain like why I kept walking down the street to go into my car.
Yeah, can't hide stuff.
Hey, Fernando and Greg.
99.7 now.
Hiding a tattoo, hiding really anything. Maybe you made a large purchase. Maybe you got your ear... Something.
Look, sometimes you just don't want to hear your parents nag. You want to do what you want to do, and as an adult, but you hide it. Not because you're ashamed of it, but you just don't want to hear about it. 888-456-9970, that thing that you have hidden from your parents.
Julie, you had a unique tattoo that you were hiding.
Yeah, because I live in California and my family lives in New Hampshire. And so we were FaceTiming and I was really excited to show them my new tattoo. And it was my grandma. And my grandma goes, I'm like, it's a tattoo. And she's like, of yourself? So, one of my really good friends has a tattoo shop in Monterey, and so we did a photo shoot at her house the first time we met, and it was like really cool, and she was like, I want tattoos on you, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. Okay. She drew it and I ended up getting it.
Wow.
So, my family just thinks I'm like really weird for getting a tattoo of myself.
But pretty is pretty.
I mean, it's a cool
that
tattoo.
Is a little narcissistic. But oh well, I mean, who else are you going to love more than yourself?
There you go.
Might as well.
I mean, I was just thinking, like, when I'm old, because I work generally with old people, and so I was like, when I'm old and senile, you know, and some of my grandkids are like, Abuela, what did you do when you were younger? I want to be like, I was that girl.
Yeah.
Look, you're like, this is what I looked like. Right? I was hot.
Yeah.
Never forget.
Little
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to go to Russ right now. Hello, Russ.
Yo, what up, lady and dude?
All right, Russ, you're on the air live, so don't make me use the dump button on you today.
Nah, don't trip. Don't dump button you.
What did you hide from your parents?
A cigar? Yeah, I was about to walk out the house with it in my hand. This one, I was a kid, not an adult, though.
About how old?
I had to be, what, seven?
Seven?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? What are you in the movie Friday?
It's way before Friday. I was born before Q, so he wasn't even around yet.
Uh-huh. All right, so what happened when she found the cigar?
She made me eat it.
No!
Yeah. This is old school parenting. This is kind of stuff that parents used to do back in the day. Like find you with a pack of cigarettes and make you smoke all 20 of them right there in front of them until you vomited.
She had me drink water with a glass of water.
Oh, well, that was nice.
At least you got that. You got to wash it down.
Right. Well, I got to wash it down. I only had to take like 2 bites, though.
Gross. Nasty.
How sick did you feel?
I was super sick. At least she didn't make me light it first, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was she's sweet.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for us.
All
right. Pick up Samantha real quick. Then we got to get to sports.
All right. Let's do it. Hello, Samantha.
Hi.
What are you hiding currently from your parents?
My boyfriend.
Oh. Do your parents live locally?
I have to live with my father because he's getting older and his health isn't that great. And so we're worried that something might happen if he's home alone. So, yeah. Yeah, they don't currently know I have a boyfriend.
And why are you hiding your boyfriend?
Because he's currently going through a divorce and his soon-to-be ex-wife is literally dragging it out.
Oh, it's just complicated. Right.
So my parents do not approach.
I got you.
I got you. So I'm like, okay. Last weekend, I was literally like house-sitting at my mother's house because she was out of town. And I was like, okay, you can come up this weekend to visit because, my mother isn't going to be home.
The coast is clear.
Oh, my God. It's like being 17 all over again. It's kind of...
I'm 27 and I
do. Yeah.
It's kind
of a teenager.
It's kind of annoying, but it's kind of exciting all over again, isn't it?
Oh, yeah,
because
I never hid anything from my parents when I was a kid. I couldn't get away with it.
Well, you're making up for it now.
All right.
And you never know if the mom's going to show up at the last minute. You're going to have to push the boy out the back door.
Thanks,
Samantha.
Make
him hide in the bathtub until your parents go away.
See? Oh, wow.
It is exciting.
It's exciting. Scary.
It's stressful. That's for sure.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's
Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, CBS has that reputation of being the network for the old crusty people. And they show why once again. They're way behind the social norms and the social times. They just refused a $5 million pro-marijuana advertising campaign from a company who wants to run PSAs during this year's Super Bowl between the Patriots and the Rams. Now, what they want to do, this company, is not promote people smoking marijuana for leisure or fun, but they want to show the health benefits of cannabis by showing testimonials from people who have actually benefited from the health benefits of cannabis.
Okay.
In fact, we did a story of last week or the week before about one of the 12 ways to make life easier in 2019, and one was to embrace cannabis for healing effects. People are really starting to use cannabis to reduce inflammation in their body and to help with other healing things. And the CEO of that company says that this is more of a PSA. It is not an ad. It's not telling you smoke marijuana.
Run
it's
out,
not telling
up.
You buy gummy bears. It's basically having different people tell their stories, amongst which is a woman in Oklahoma whose son suffers from a severe form of epilepsy. And the message is that cannabis has had a positive effect on his life, stopping his seizures. So this message is out there, and I've seen a lot of different these news magazines like 2020 and 60 Minutes do more and more of these stories about how these parents are using cannabis to help kids with these severe diseases, but CBS wants none of it.
Yeah, but I'm sure we're going to see endless amounts of Traceba, Ozempic.
Well, no, you're going to see tons
other medication.
Of alcohol.
Yes,
alcohol.
Too.
I mean, this is what gets me on it. Why is it okay for Budweiser to traipse those Clydesdales across our screen at every break, and you've taken millions, if not billions, of dollars in alcohol advertising, but you won't take this PSA about kids and people, adults, being helped by the benefits of cannabis. I don't get the old way of thinking, but it is CBS, so
there's
we'll
still a
see.
Stigma attached to it that I think
it
a
is.
Lot of, like
yeah.
my mom would be like, oh, my God, you
my
know?
And it's still not
way.
Legal all over the country.
Yeah.
I mean, I think here we just have a different viewpoint.
Yeah, but medical marijuana is, I think, legal in 38 states.
Mm.
It's not like,
there.
It's more than not. So it's kind of silly that they won't take it. Again, it's not like, you know, Friday over here where
right.
what's Craig
Damn,
and the other
all you do is smoke weed.
Exactly. It's not that. That's not what they're
I'm gonna get you high
today. Exactly. That's not
I
the
can quote that movie all day. Just let me know.
The ad is I just watched it this weekend with a friend of mine. And I'll tell you, she wants the hotkeys up.
You know what? They've disappeared, by the way, Shan. Sorry.
Great. Anyway, so that's part of what's going down for the Super Bowl. Also, speaking of the Super Bowl, Atlanta's Mercedes Dome is known since opening in 2017 to guarantee customers reasonable food and drink prices. They are the only stadium in the NFL that does this. It's a pretty unique thing. In fact, they pride themselves. They have a 12-item menu, and everything is reasonably priced. If you've been to a football, basketball, or baseball game, you know you are paying for those garlic fries, like $8, $10, something ridiculous like that. A beer, you might be paying $12. Well, at the Mercedes Dome there, Mercedes-Benz Dome, $2 hot dogs, $5 beers, $3 pizza slices, and $2 bottles of water,
yes.
among other things. And
hey.
They say that's what they pride themselves in year-round. They will not be raising prices for the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
They do not gouge.
Those prices, they better stock up.
They do not gouge their fans there, and that is one of their selling points there. And also, sticking to their guns as well, the Chick-fil-A inside the Mercedes-Benz Dome will not be open. Will not. Be open on Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
They continue to be closed on Sunday. The only time I know that they open on Sundays, I know they did it to help natural disaster relief once.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they did it for a Make-A-Wish kid recently.
Mm-hmm.
But they refused to do it for profit.
Keeping their integrity.
Respect.
So there you go. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.